Well, Mr. and Mrs. Ace are comfortable again in their bungalow home after a hectic month away. Jane has become accustomed to the fact that Mr. Ace got his money back, and once again, peace reigns. As we look in on the Ace's living room this evening, we find Jane, Mr. Ace, and their friend Marge. There comes a ring at the door, and Mr. Ace goes to answer it. Listen.
Well,
Colty,
how are you?
Oh, it's Colty.
Hello, Uncle
A.
Well, how are you, old boy?
About
time you dropped in.
Long time no see, Uncle
A. Colty, I wondered when you were coming to see me.
Oh, hello, Mother.
How are you, Colty?
Fine. Long time no see, Mother.
What?
All right, long time no see.
It's the Far East, isn't
it? Hi, Marge. How are you?
Oh, very fine.
Well, Colty, sit down. Tell us how you've been and what you've been doing.
Well,
are you still working at the dance hall?
Oh, yeah.
How is the bouncing business?
Oh, fine.
Do you still like it?
Oh, sure.
You do, huh? But I don't think it's the kind of a job you ought to have, Colty. I mean, the people that go there. I'd like to have you mixed with a raffle.
With a raffle?
Oh, I like the job. And I get paid right on time every week.
Oh, no bouncing checks, huh?
What?
Well, you stick with it, Colty. Don't you mind what anybody says.
Oh, sure. I'm going to stick with it. I have to now.
What do you mean, have to?
Well, I asked my boss for a raise, and he said he'd give it to me.
He did?
You bet. Well, looks like you're indispensable to that job of yours.
Why?
Well, I say it looks as if you're in solid there at that job. I mean, if you can talk them into giving you a raise, is business that good there?
Oh, they have crowds every night. It keeps me pretty busy.
Busy bouncing, is that?
Oh, yeah.
How do you find these people that you bounce? Pretty tough?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty tough, I guess. But I don't mind. I guess I can be pretty tough, too, if I have to.
Yes, I guess you can.
Of course, I don't like to.
No, I suppose not.
I try to give them a couple of chances to behave. The first time I say, okay, break it up. And the second time I say, okay, spread out. And the next time is when I bounce.
That sounds like interesting work.
Oh, yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
You get to meet different people all the time.
Yes, I can see that. You sort of rub elbows with them.
Well, not always elbows.
No, not always. What do these people do that you have to bounce them?
Oh, different things.
How much raise did they give you, Colty?
$5 a week raise.
Well, how much will that be altogether?
$20.
Oh, you get 15 now.
Yeah, when I get my raise, that'll make 20.
Well, when'll that be?
Well, that's what I came to talk to you about.
Oh, about the raise?
Well, yes. Indirectly.
Indirectly?
Where did you get hold of that word?
Well, that's what Betty says it is. Indirectly.
Betty, well, what's she got to do with this?
Oh, everything.
Well, what do you mean, Oh, Betty put you up to asking for this raise.
Well...
Oh, then Betty is the water on the wheel.
Oh, no, you don't. What do you mean by that?
Well,
I didn't
say
that's
anything.
Become a very touchy subject with a young man since you folks went away.
But I didn't say anything.
Anybody who says anything about Betty...
Wait a minute.
Colty, what's the matter with you?
Well, he can't say that about Betty.
What did you say, dear? Why are you...
But I didn't say anything.
Don't pay any attention to him, Colty. Now, what were you saying about Betty? Did she make you ask for the raise?
Oh, indirectly...
What does that mean?
Well, that's what I came to talk to you about.
About what?
Well, could I talk to you alone, Mother?
Alone? You're alone?
No, I mean you alone.
Oh, all right. And now let me see. Where can we go?
Oh, no, you don't.
What?
There's no talking to you alone. If he's got something to say, we're all going to hear it. Now, what is it, Colty?
What?
What is it? What's on your mind?
Oh, it's not on my mind. It's just something I've been thinking about.
Oh, just something you've been thinking. Well, out with it. What are you stalling about?
Oh, now, it's so easy with him. Can't you see he's uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable?
Sit down, Colty. Something seems to be troubling you. You can tell us.
I'd rather just tell it to Mother alone.
See, he wants to tell me.
But why? We're just as much interested and sympathetic as you are.
I know, dear, but you...
Now, look, Colty, are you in trouble?
Oh, no.
Well, you seem unhappy about something.
Oh, no, I'm the happiest man in the world. Oh,
you are, huh?
Oh, sure. You can ask Betty if I'm not.
Betty, what has he got to do with it?
Oh, everything. She made me the happiest man in the world.
What?
Colty!
You mean to say...
Oh, no, wait a minute. Well, Colty, what are you trying to tell us?
I'd rather tell Mother alone.
Well, come on in the next room.
How far has this gone, Colty?
So, you said that you'd make me the happiest man in the world.
Well, when did all this happen?
Oh, yesterday.
You mean to say that you and Betty are...
Well, I'd rather tell Mother alone.
But, Colty, you've already told...
Dear, can't you see there's something he wants to tell me alone? Why do you keep asking if he doesn't want to tell you?
But, Jane, he just told
me... Now, Colty, Don't you shout in front of them if you don't want to. I'm just dying to find out what it is. Now, let you and I go out in the kitchen or somewhere.
But, Jerry, don't you understand? He's told us. It's Betty.
What's Betty?
Betty and him, the two of them.
What happened? What is it?
I don't know. I hope I don't know.
Well, but, Cokie, how far is this gone? What do you mean she made you the happiest man in the world?
He said she was.
He said
you
that
mean
she...
it's definitely settled?
You bet.
Well, if that
isn't... What's going on? Here, why doesn't somebody tell me what's going on?
But I've told you, Jane. Cokie asked Betty to marry him.
Well, she's not here, Cokie. She didn't come home for dinner tonight. What did you say, Mark?
You heard her.
Cokie.
Yes, Mother.
Cokie, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did, Mother. That's why I came to talk to you about.
Oh, Cokie.
What's the matter, Mother?
Why didn't you ask me first?
Ask you first?
Yes.
But you're already married.
Oh, yes. Why didn't you ask me if it's all right? That's what you're supposed to do. After all, a mother has some rights. Why, we've only known you for a year and a half, and here you go asking girls to marry you.
Only Betty.
I know, but don't you think I ought to know about it first?
Before Betty?
Before Betty? Why, she's only the girl. I'm the mother. Why, you should tell to me first.
Well, I wanted to talk to you, but I...
Oh, Cokie. Well, come here and sit on my lap. No, I guess I better sit on yours.
Oh, Jane, will you stop that tempering? What's the matter with you? We've got to discuss this thing sensibly.
But, dear, can I help it if my own place and Bones decides he's going to get married without even... Oh, Cokie, why did you tell me instead of Betty?
Well, you weren't here, and Betty was.
Well, couldn't you wait till I got back?
Oh, Jane, what difference would that make? It's done now.
And now I demand that we cut out all this sentimental nonsense and get this young man straightened out. Of course, the whole thing's impossible.
Well, what do you mean, Ed?
What do I mean? You don't mean to say that you think it's all right.
Oh, why not?
Why, you mean that Betty
would... Well, she said she would. You heard what Cokie said.
But...
Did Betty say she'd marry you, Cokie?
Man.
Oh, Jane, please.
Well, don't use that word about Cokie. Why, it was only yesterday we took him out of the orphanage, and now he's leaving us.
And Betty's leaving us, too, don't
we? Well, Betty, after all, I kind of expected she'd leave us to get married. She's a girl.
Oh, she's a girl.
You're a little upset. Now, just calm down for a few minutes, will you? Always get some information out of Cokie. Now, look, Cokie.
Yeah?
You asked Betty to marry you?
Yeah.
And she accepted you?
Well, she said yes.
Well, practically accepting you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, where's Betty now?
Downtown, waiting for me.
Downtown where?
Oh, in a picture show, I guess. She's going to meet me. She wanted me to come out here first and tell you all about it.
Well, why didn't she come with you?
Well, she said she thought it would be better if I asked you alone.
Well, ask us. Which is it? Are you telling us or asking us?
Well, I'm supposed to ask you if it's all right.
Well, why don't you?
Well, I will. Is it all right, Mother?
Oh, Cokie.
What's the matter?
Well, you can't understand how a mother feels about a thing like this. You tell him, dear.
Me? I don't know how a mother feels about a thing. If you'd only stop that sobbing for a minute and try to talk sensibly. Now, Jane, stop it for a second, will you? You've got to talk to this boy. You've got to tell him.
Well, I don't know what to tell him.
Well, I'll tell him that if you...
Oh, no, dear. I guess I do.
All right.
Well, what is it, Cokie?
What?
Start all over and tell Mother everything. What happened?
Well, I fell in love with Betty. You know how a fella does. And I asked her to make me the happiest man in the world. I saw it in a movie one night. That's where I got the idea. This man asked the girl to make him the happiest man in the world. It wasn't very good. The picture, I mean. The other picture was good, though. They had a double feature. It was Edward G. Robinson in Blood Will Tell. Boy, you should have seen the way he chatted out with the cop. Single-handed, by himself.
You see it?
But it didn't do any good.
Why? What happened?
Well, because...
Hey, stick to that story about Betty.
What?
You remember, you asked her to make you the happiest man in the world.
Oh, yes. And she said she would. That's all there was to it. But she said I'd have to come and ask you first.
But that's just what I'm mad about. You asked her first.
I know, but I had to ask her first so she could tell me to ask you first, didn't I?
How was that again?
I had to ask her first so I could ask you first, didn't I?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Well, now we're getting that straightened out.
So, how about it, Martha?
Well, Cokie, this is so sudden.
This is so sudden,
is
that
all? Well, that's the usual answer, I believe, to that question.
Well, I'll have to take time to think it over, and I have to talk to Betty about it, too.
Well, I don't have to take time to think it over, and I don't have to talk to Betty.
Thanks, Uncle Lee.
Yes, and you'll thank me more than ever someday. The answer is no.
No?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you can't start interfering.
That's
huh?
my answer. Now, all you can all do what you like from here on out.
Well, what do you mean, no?
I mean no.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. You getting married. On what?
On Sunday, I saw.
On Sunday? Well, you get 15 a week and you expect to keep a wife on that.
I'll get 20 when I get married. I wouldn't get married if I wasn't making $20 a week.
How did you arrive at that figure?
Well, Betty's making 20. I want to make as much as she does.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, that. You want to make as much as Betty does. I suppose Betty told you that she wouldn't marry you if you weren't making as much as she is. Is that it?
Oh, no, she didn't.
I suppose she didn't send you to your boss to ask you if he'd give you a raise if you got married. Didn't she now?
She did not. I didn't tell her anything about going to get a raise.
Oh, I'll bet you did.
I did not. I didn't tell her because I wouldn't want her to marry me for my money.
Marry you for your money?
Well, Cokie is certainly determined, isn't he? And plans develop rapidly under the guidance of James, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.